following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to Turn 128 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I am Blacklace, and with me in the studio is Autumnsbane. Do you have a card ready?
Back in her day, each shield weighed 2 tons, and she had to carry 4 of them on each arm.
2 tons. 4 arms. Lots of arms. Shields and carrying stuff.
Boy, you're so close.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Anyone who plays Warrior has guessed by now.
Well, I'm not a warrior, damn it. Wait a minute. Hold it. We are actually it's Old Gods. It's not that one. It's
And now anyone who's ever played against a warrior has already guessed it. Come on, Blacklace, you're lagging.
Oh gee, thanks. Tentacles for arms?
Ancient shield bearer. Get it?
Oh, fine.
Back in her day, because she's ancient, and old people used to say, I had to walk 4 miles uphill both ways in the snow with no shoes.
I just disenchanted one of those.
Did you?
Yep.
But you still have 2.
I have a gold one, and I have a regular one.
Well, of course you disenchanted one, then.
Yes, of course I did. In the new and funky way you taught me to disenchant things. Just like I disenchanted Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh my god, I feel so bad for you.
I don't know if anybody remembers that I said once I actually craft Vandril Staghelm, Foghorn Leghorn, that I would probably get it. Well, guess
you got
what?
It.
Very next pack I opened was...
Oh baby, you got it.
I got it. Foghorn Leghorn himself. So I disenchanted him. Now I have one, and I have less dust than I did before, but still enough to craft a legend.
Yeah, too bad you had to basically just waste 1,200 dust.
Shh! But I
sounds worse when you say it that way,
right? I crafted a legend.
Which legend did you craft?
Thank
Let me guess.
You!
Scenarius.
Yes, I finally did.
It's not the best legend out there. But
I don't
know...
care. It's like, what is the word? Nostalgia for me.
You know, I played him today.
Really?
Yep.
Did you have a costume and everything?
No, not that kind of play. Not a cosplay. I played him in game and I gave 2 other minions +2/+2 so that I could wipe out one of his big taunt minions.
I actually think he is that good. I really do. I think he's an awesome
card. No, he's not bad. It's just like with the new expansions and stuff, there's better.
And he's standard,
that
too.
That you could use in any deck.
He's basic, you know.
So if you want... Now you have to play Druid.
Of course. In fact, I recently got an email from Will that had a little bit of a remake of the... I don't have it. It's a Stone Druid deck from... What is that site?
Dreamhack?
Yes. And he tweaked it. And thank God he tweaked it, because the way he tweaked it, I actually have all the cards. He gave it an extra summoning stone, and he didn't have, what is that? Nathal? Nadul? That big guy at the
Nizoth?
End. Nizoth. I think that's the one. He didn't have it, and I didn't have it. And so he changed it. He put in a couple other cards, which I'll tell you next week, because I'm going to be playtesting it this week.
So you made the deck today, but mm-hmm. you will play it this week.
Correct, Mundo. I still need people to send me decks, though, because I like playing with people's decks. I do.
Yeah. Well, don't you have, like, 5 decks waiting in queue that you can't even play because you don't have the cards?
I do. I have, unfortunately, I can't craft every legend, and so many people who send me decks... Dusty and I had a conversation about this last week. He had 5 legends in his deck that I didn't have.
It was only 5?
Yeah.
Oh, 5 that you didn't have.
That I didn't have.
And then there were some that you did.
Yes. He sent me a little note, a friend message that said something like, did I get too greedy? I'm like, just a little, because I didn't have 5 of them. So no, I can't quite play decks that have 9 to 12 legends because I just don't have them all. But well,
you can't, and people can't know what legends you have. So when
exactly,
they send you a death,
exactly.
They
so
can't
I want
know.
You to still send me it, and like Will did, he's like, well, I didn't have these, so I substituted those. And as I said, luckily the ones he substituted, I can play with. I
so
did try
I have
Vandril.
A brilliant idea.
Is it a cunning plan?
It's a cunning plan. It is so cunning
that a fox said, "No, what got?"
It is so cunning, you could put a tail on it and call it a fox.
A fox, yes, yes. I was getting there, but tell me about
okay.
it.
Okay, so WoW has the armory. World of Warcraft has an armory. You can mm-hmm. go and look up characters and what they've done and what they're wearing and all fun stuff like that. And last week we talked about how Overwatch has a similar page now.
Correct.
So now they need some kind of... play
oh, no.
wiki for Hearthstone.
No. I don't need people seeing how many games I've lost.
No, well, no.
See?
Hearthstone does not ever show how many games you've lost. They wouldn't show how many games you lost to other people. They don't even show how many games you've lost to you. It only shows wins. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It only shows your wins. So it could show people that, but more importantly, it could show people your card collection. Then people could go and see what cards
oh.
you have and make decks for you. Of course, you know, if I could think of a way to abuse it, for example, if you're going to go into a tournament, you can go and say, oh, this person has these cards, so I can... But by the time they're that advanced, by the time they're doing major tournaments and
they're going to be making
their legend,
own stuff anyway.
They're going to have every card anyway. All the
right.
best players in the world have all the cards. So it wouldn't affect them. And peons like us, it wouldn't matter if people saw what we have or don't have.
Us mere mortals. Yes.
So, anyway, get on it, Blizzard. You've done it for 2 other games. Do it for this one.
I think it's tricky.
No, it shouldn't be. It's a database. It should be easy.
I agree, though.
The guy who did the Overwatch one isn't even part of Blizzard, so if they could do it, you know, Blizzard can do it.
Speak about being part of Blizzard. Let's deviate for a moment, because we're deviants.
Are we a deviant fish?
Yes. And not many people would understand that unless they played Warcraft. Which brings
Warcraft.
Me to...
The movie
Warcraft
was out
movie.
This week.
Yes.
Yay! Woohoo!
I was so excited that when it started, I was... I'll say it. I had tears running down my face.
I didn't cry, but I got choked up during
oh
the intro music. It's like, oh, it's
yeah.
coming after 10
it's like
years
something
of waiting.
Like, exactly. We've been waiting so long for it. And I mean, the artwork was incredible. The Stormwind was Stormwind. I was oh my God.
Within the first couple of minutes, we got to see them close in on Ironforge. And it was...
Yep.
Exactly like it is in the
yep.
game. Beautiful.
They didn't
beautiful.
Spend enough time there. The only thing I gotta say, didn't really like the Night Elves. They didn't have a lot in there. They were only in like the council or something.
I don't think
they
those
only
were Night Elves.
You think they were High Elves?
I think they were High Elves. Back
no, their
then...
eyes were glowing purple, not blue. Night Elves have purple eyes. High Elves have blue. High Elves have regular human type blue eyes.
Their eyes
Night
were
elves,
purple?
They were glowy purple. Yes,
all
yes.
Right. Well, I don't know who they were supposed to be, but they were elves. And the elves looked Warcrafty. They had the
they did, but
ridiculously
I don't know.
Long ears and eyebrows.
I would have liked to have seen one of them as an actual character, though.
Well, there weren't really any involved in that storyline. Remember, this was like 20 years before Vanilla WoW.
True, true. And the Draenei that you saw? We only got a quick glance at one Draenei who was a prisoner.
Yeah, well, a couple of them in the cage. But the fact that they put Draenei in it at all...
Oh, wait, by the
they
way...
They still weren't gnomes.
Disclaimer, if you haven't seen it, don't listen to anything for at least the next 15 minutes.
We're not going to spoil anything. It's too soon. It's just a few days after the movie. After a week or two, then all bets are off and we'll spoil if we need to, but there's no need to spoil anything for people. We're just talking about highlights that,
the Griffin.
Yeah, the Griffin was great. There was
beautiful.
A Murloc
and
in it.
You know what it reminded me
of? I won't tell
of?
You where the Murloc is. You'll have to find the Murloc yourself because I know people who missed it.
Really?
Yep, I know someone who missed it. And
the Griffin reminded me of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Really, it was beautiful. Buckbeak, he did. He reminded me of Buckbeak. What were you going to say?
Yeah, and all the actors, the whole list of B actors, but they weren't C actors. They were all B. Almost every actor in that movie, you would recognize the name, or you would recognize a movie they were in and say, oh yeah, they were in that, except with the orcs, you couldn't really tell who they were because they were covered over in orc flesh. There was even... a 3-time Tony winner, 3-time Emmy winner, 6-time nominated for Oscars. Won't tell you who, but those are credentials. Somebody of that caliber was actually in the movie and does not appear in the credits.
Didn't get credit for it.
No credit. I just... to see an actor slash actress of that caliber in the movie just blew my mind.
I think she just wanted to be in the movie.
Yeah, maybe.
So, he or she. Did I say she?
You said she.
I don't know why.
You blew it. Now they
I was trying to cover it up. But anyway, anybody who wants to know and wants the secret to be given out, just send us an email. We're not going to say it.
No, just watch the movie.
Oh, just watch the movie. But they may not recognize the person.
Oh, they'll recognize. I recognized her in first second. I'm like, is that blah,
blah,
blah?
Yeah, but you've got that type of, you like recognize...
Even if they don't know her name, they'll
dunked
say,
in mud
I know
and
that
then
face.
Tarred and feathered, you'd know who they were under there.
They'll say, that's the woman from... Okay. Mm-mm. So I have a keen eye for faces, but...
You do.
People will get it. If they don't figure out who it is, they can IMDb it. You know what IMDb is.
Yeah. Internet movie database.
IMDb. That's a word.
Data.
You heard it first here.
IMDb.
Well, speaking of the movie, Blizzard now has at the site, as of 8 hours ago, a poll. And you can go to the poll, and I think you have to be logged into your Battle.net account, but you can get it from the Blizzard Battle.net interface. You go to the Warcraft stuff, you go to news, and you'll see a poll. And the poll will say, which of these heroes from the movie would you most like this? Here it is. If I could team up with only one of these characters from Warcraft, I would choose to battle alongside, and I won't name who it was, but we voted, and I voted for the most powerful person there, and you voted for one of the coolest people there, which happens to be in the lead. Anyway.
He wasn't the lead. Well, in the lead there, but not the lead of the movie.
No, the guy you picked was the lead in the polls. 27%. 27% of people picked this one person.
I was surprised.
So it's 10 seconds of fun. So go do it if you've seen the movie. Or even if you haven't, you'll know the characters and all like
that. Well, if you play Warcraft.
Or Hearthstone. Well, there are a few you won't recognize from Hearthstone, but many you will.
It was good. I was very pleased with it. I want to see it in 3D. We couldn't go to see it in 3D.
Because our kid can't watch 3D.
Exactly. So, we will go see it. I want to. Because that just doesn't really go over well when you buy a DVD.
Yeah. So, why don't we move on to Hearthstone, and then if we have time, we'll go over the other Blizzard's news stuff.
Okay. Well, we can talk about Clobberin' Time. And...
Pretty cool this week.
It was fun. I only played like 4 games, but it was Clone Ball. The Legends of Azeroth are playing Clone Ball. Your team is random legends, and each cloned 4 times, go get 'em, champ. So what they did was they gave you, I don't know, were there 3? I think there were only 3 or 4.
There were
times 4.
Yeah, there were like 4 legends.
And you got
I didn't count
multiples
them.
Of.
There were at least 4, and you, yeah, because you'd get 3 or 4 on the screen at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And then there was one card.
Then there was 1 or 2 others. And then there was a card that gave you 3, made them all cost, made
3
all
less.
Of one type cost 3 less.
And yes, what the first time you cast it, it cost 3 less, and then every other in your deck would cost 3 less when you cast it.
Of the same card, yes.
Correct.
Yeah, so what'd you think of it?
I didn't play it a lot. I did enjoy it. The first time I played it, I had a good combination and won kind of quickly. There are definitely cards that are must-haves. The last 3 games, I basically conceded on all 3 because I got mismatched legends that basically cost 10 and 10 each. And on turn 1, you can't really do that.
No, it's pretty hard to do that.
Yeah, and you can't come back from behind when somebody else has got good legends that come out fast. Like, Hogger is a 4 casting cost, right?
No, Hogger's more than that. But
is he?
It's certainly less. It's like 6, but it's certainly less when they play that card. Now, Hogger is one of those cards that many players consider to be a poor card.
I love that card.
But in this particular Tavern Brawl, a lot of cards that are not normally seen as good legends are actually quite good. So any minion legend that summoned other minions, like mm-hmm. Hogger, was good. Because your opponent might have a bunch of high casting cost minions and not be able to get them out. So you're playing Hogger and he's building taunts. And so maybe you have no taunts in your deck, but Hogger will give you those taunts. There's another legend that gives you spells. And that was awesome because you don't really get any spells except for your next one costs 3 less. You know, things like Elite Tauren Chieftain that you never get to see. It gives
you cards. I got him. I did get him.
A lot of people did. There were certain legends that showed up over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But when I got 3 Dr. Booms into play in one turn, there was just no way my opponent was going to win.
Holy crap. So, you know, yeah, I was getting dragons. I was getting a lot of the very high-powered dragons, but I couldn't get them out because even with the 3 less, the first 3 turns, it wasn't helping me.
Well, I had
and by
Chilmaw.
That time, they had a full board.
I had Chilmaw, who does 3 damage when he dies if you have a dragon in your hand. So I had not only another Chilmaw, but I had Alexstrasza, another great card to have because if your opponent whittles you down too low, boom, you put yourself back up to 15 health. Like, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. What I did was I was getting my ass kicked and my opponent had 30 health. So I used Alexstrasza to bring him down to 15, and then I rolled over him with my other minions. So it got to the point where, let me just say, for the first time ever, I kept the quest Win 5 Tavern Brawls. I always get rid of that. But I got that quest on Sunday, and it was the last day. So I sat down, and I said, let me do this. And I played, and if I got 3 minions that seemed to just totally suck, like get plus whatever for how many mechs in play, and there were no mechs in my hand, it's like, that's not going to be a good one. Or 3 10 casting cost cards, 2 of which kind of sucked. So I just started conceding on the spot. Concede. And of the ones that I kept, and I said, oh, that's a good combo, let me play it, I probably won 80% of the time from that point forward. Because you can look at 3 legends and know they're going to be great. And there's only a 50-50 chance your opponent's going to have decent legends. So it was pretty cool. It wasn't the best, but it certainly wasn't the worst brawl. So it was, for me to have played to like 9 or 10 wins in a brawl is saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, because I don't have a crafting. Like I got an Azoth, and it made no sense because its battle cry is summon death rattle minions that died this game. So it wouldn't have done me any good because, first of all,
you didn't
cost
have
10.
Any other death rattles.
Exactly, exactly. So that case, it didn't work. Then there was the one that, who is the one that you cast all the spells that have been cast that game? You get like a spell cast for
Yom-Saron.
I had him too.
Yeah, for the whole and two spells you cast.
Yeah, so they didn't work. They just didn't work on me. So I mean, I had fun the first game I played, but then the second and third one were just cards that didn't do well. So I went back to playing just Shaman and trying to go up the ladder. And I did the Hokey Pokey in that a lot with the ladder this past week or so.
Hokey Pokey, you're dating yourself.
I know.
Half of our listeners don't know what the hell the Hokey Pokey is.
How can they not know?
Because they're children.
we are so old.
Or we're old.
That's
depending
true.
On how you look at it.
All right, fine. Anyway, I went back basically up and down the ladder a lot. So
I'm still
back
at 20.
Yeah, me too. I went down to 17, then it was back up to 20. I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Right now, I'm at 20 with no stars because every time I get a star or two, no, maybe I have one star now. Every time I get a star or two, a priest shows up and I just concede. I don't even care if it's in ranked anymore. I am not playing priests anymore, playing against priests anymore, because every time I say, oh, let me just play against this priest, you know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, no more. It just kills me to see them heal up. Especially now with the new expansion. There's so many ways they can heal up fast. Like, I just got you down to 5 health and you're at 25 again. Anyway,
yep.
They annoy me. It's like playing against a blue player in Magic. It's like almost like they're cheating. I don't mind losing. It's just frustrating to lose to a priest. Although I beat a few in the brawl because their priestness didn't really matter in the brawl. But, yeah, so that's my take on the brawl.
Okay. How many did you play, actually? Have any idea? How many
you
played? I'm a little bit, I can't talk today.
Well, actually played without just conceding the moment I saw the cards?
Correct.
I probably played 12 or 13 games, and I won like 9, I think.
Gotcha. I still say that.
But I cheated.
3 or 4. How'd you cheat?
By just conceding as soon as I saw my cards. You know, that's kind of cheating.
That's not cheating, but, well, if you're not going to win, why waste the time?
Right. No, it's not cheating against my opponent. My opponent likes the fact that I concede. It's
shouldn't
kinda
say that. Wait, let me rephrase. I don't mind losing. It's not that if you're not going to win. If it's obvious that there's no chance of you actually having a decent game, why play it?
Right. I'm just talking about for my win ratio, it was cheating. See what I'm saying?
I gotcha. Yes. Hey, let's talk cards.
Okay. Want to go Warrior?
We're going to go Warrior because we have talked about everything else in this expansion except Warrior and Neutrals.
I'm only missing one Warrior card.
Are you? Let me see what I've got.
An epic.
I am missing the legendary Mel'Krok. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, like he was a decent legendary to get because he gave you a weapon. But there was a legendary that affected my weapon. One of the pirate legends, I think. I'm like, well, what good is that when I'm playing a mage, you know? Because mages don't have weapons. Anyway, let's do the first. I'll go first. Blood to Ichor. It's a blue gem, so it's rare. One casting cost spell. Deal 1 damage to a minion. If it survives, summon a 2/2 slime. I actually see this used a lot.
Yes.
And since warriors have lots of cards where they like to hurt themselves just a little to trigger some effect, there's too many cards like that to even name. You know, the trolls come to mind, Garrosh comes to mind. Not Garrosh, Gromash, Hellscream. So you can use this on your own, or you could use it to take out opponents. So to deal 1 damage and make use of it, and then get a 2/2 minion on top of it, not too shabby.
Not for 1 mana, yep.
A 2/2 minion and a point of damage for 1 mana. That's pretty good. I like it.
I mean, especially if you've got that in your opening hand. And, you know,
Well, again, you probably want to save it to use on something important, but yeah.
What's one damage on how important is one damage to it?
Well, chances are on the first turn, if you went second, your opponent put down a minion, that minion only has one health. And
that's
so
I was talking about.
So it's not going to survive to give you the 2/2 slime.
Oh,
it's
gotta
survive,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
So that's the whole point. You use it on a minion that you don't intend to kill. But in a pinch, if somebody puts down a minion with one health and it's really a nasty minion and you don't want it, then yeah, you can use it to just ping it out of existence and forget about the 2/2.
Mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to see a minion in a 2/2.
Right.
Nissoth's First Mate. That is the next card. It's a 1 casting cost, 1/1 creature. Guess what it is? It's a pirate. But it's got a battle cry.
It's a pirate and a bug. A Klaxi pirate.
Yes. It's a equip a 1/3 rusty hook and a 1 casting cost 1/1 minion. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A weapon and a minion for 1?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not a warrior, but I think it's a decent card.
I mean, it's a very, very weak weapon, but paladins have similar cards where they give you like a 1/4 hammer or something. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
And especially in a pirate deck, because some other card will come along and buff this, right? Or buff
yeah, but
the
you
weapon.
Know what? It's actually somebody riding a Klaxi. The guy is riding it. No. It's somebody riding a steed.
Oh, no, it's a bug guy riding a wasp.
Right.
It's still a bug guy. And the bug guy has a pirate hat.
And, of course,
and
a hook.
And a hook. And he's got a Jolly Roger coming out of his butt.
Yes, out of his butt. Behind him. All right, so yes, decent card. What do you play warrior? You play warrior sometimes.
Yeah.
Not as much as a hunter, but do you have this in your
My
deck?
Warrior is just a hair away from hitting level 60.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So no, I haven't made a warrior pirate deck, but I think I will now that you talk about it. Because this pirate is a warrior pirate only. It's not something you could put into a rogue pirate deck, which are most of the pirate decks out there, right?
Right.
So let's move on to the next one. Blood Warriors. It's an epic purple gem. I don't have it. 3 casting cost. Add a copy of each damage-friendly minion to your hand.
I have it.
A copy of each damaged-friendly minion. That, if your board is full of minions, not that it usually is in a warrior deck, but maybe if you've got a bunch of pirates out, that could be very powerful.
Especially as you said, a lot of the cards damage your own minions to pump them up and give them either like Wind Fury or enrage them. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And even if you just get one, let's say you got Hellscream out there. He's damaged. He's got his 10 attack now because he got enraged.
Yep.
Just put him in your hand and when he dies, you get another one.
It doesn't even have to be a warrior minion.
Right.
Any damaged minion.
Right.
So,
and, you know, classic warrior move. You know, you have a bunch of great minions out there. You got Ysera. You got Ragnaros. You do a whirlwind, damage everyone, and poop, all go back to your hand. No, they don't go back to your hand. Copies go to your hand. Really, really cool. I may craft this, and then I'll have a complete set of warrior cards.
Mm-hmm. I have it. It's really neat artwork,
trade it to
too.
Me. Oh,
yeah, right? I'll just, scrape it off of my monitor. The next card is the Bloodsail Cultist. She's adorable. 3 casting cost, another pirate. It's a 3/4 creature. I'm sorry, minion.
Yay, you said it right.
I corrected it to myself. The Battle Cry. If you control a pirate, give your weapon +1/+1.
So there you go.
So now
you called out
Nazoth's
First Mate.
You've got a 1/3, which now becomes a 2/4.
Correct.
Yeah. So definitely a little synergy here.
Yeah. So if you have on turn 4, you could play the 2 back to back.
Yeah. Or turn 3 if you come out second. I mean, you've got your
got the coin.
You've
yeah.
got your coin.
Okie dokie.
And granted, the First Mate's going to die quickly, but they can't kill your weapon unless they got a slime. And the slimes, you don't see them that much anymore.
No, there is another one. I think Harrison Jones destroys a weapon too.
Ah, okay. Okay. Next. Yeah.
So
this ghoulish.
Yeah, so I like her too. And the artwork's kind of cool.
And she's cute. She's got a bejeweled lobster claw for her right hand.
And tentacles coming out of her head. But well, it looks like
maybe
hair.
Her hat.
Okay. Ravaging Ghoul. 3 casting costs, 3/3 minion. Battle cry. Deal 1 damage to all other minions. I have to say, this has got to be the most common card in this meta.
Well, use with your Blood Warriors.
Played by Warriors. Every warrior I come across plays this minion. I don't think I've played a single warrior that has not played this against me.
Yep, and as I said, you bring that out, deal 1 damage to all other minions, then cast your Blood Warriors, and all your own minions are duplicates in your hands now.
Yeah, so you hurt all your opponent's minions, and then you help yourself with the special effects of your warrior cards. And yeah, Blood Warrior after that. And you can do it the same turn before your opponent has a chance to kill them all.
Yep, because they're 3/3.
Just 6 mana is not too hard to come by. All right,
yep.
So far, they've all been pretty decent cards.
They have. In fact, so is the next one. 4 casting cost, the Bloodhoof Brave. It's a common, 2/6, and it's taunt. And if you hit it, it enrages for a +3 attack. So now you have a 5/6 taunt.
Well, no, you wouldn't have a 5/6.
No, 5/5.
5/5 or less.
Yeah, or whatever. But so, if you did it after your Ravaging Ghoul.
Not bad. Now, it's got taunt, so something's going to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So unless it's something big that's going to kill it outright, it's going to ensure that he gets tougher for the next opponent. So when you're attacking this Brave, you have to be very careful about the order you attack in.
I like it.
And I think I have it in my current warrior deck. I've been using, I think, one of the pre-made warrior decks. Maybe even 2 of the pre-made warrior decks that are in the recipes.
They're not bad.
Definitely not bad.
I have to say, Nosferatu got me back into playing my Shaman again with the deck that he did, that he sent me, that I played and talked about several episodes ago.
Yeah.
I've been playing my Shaman a lot more frequently. It's just, it was a good deck and it was a lot of fun. So if anybody is listening and wants to try it, I'll try to find out what episode it was in, because it was good deck.
Yeah. Well, the point I wanted to make about the recipes is, even if you don't use them as is, just to use them as a starting point so you don't have to start a deck from scratch. You just make it and then say, okay, I don't like that card, so I'll replace it with this. Or, I think this card would be better, so you replace it with that. Or, I don't have that card, but I'll use this one instead. They're really great for just a baseline, and then you could build from that. So I'm really happy about those recipes, and I hope they do more. And not just 3, or whatever the current number is.
Hmm.
Next. Tentacles for Arms. It's a weapon. It's a 5 casting cost epic weapon. That's a 2/2. It's got Death Rattle. Return this to your hand. So somebody played Blingtron during the Tavern Brawl with me this week, and he got a Tentacle for Arms. So he basically had a weapon for the rest of the game. And he wasn't even a warrior. This is the card that the Blingtron happened to give him. Whereas I got an axe, which is good, but was only good for 2 turns. He got this one, which kept him armed for a good part of the game. So
kept him armed?
Yes, kept him armed. Or tentacled, I should say.
I see.
So it's an epic, but I think there's been some debate as to whether or not it's really epic, because yes, it comes to your hand, but you have to pay that 5 again, and for a 2/2 to pay it once seems like a lot. To pay it twice seems like a real lot. So I kind of like the card for maybe Malkarok giving me one, or anytime you get a free weapon, it would be kind of a cool weapon. But I don't know if I would put it in my deck with intent to spend in excess of 5 mana on a 2/2 weapon. What do you think?
No, I think it's too much mana. Because, well, it's always going to have a death rattle. I don't know. But you still have to play it again for another 5.
Right.
I don't think I would have it in my deck.
Yeah, unless there's a card somewhere that I'm forgetting about that puts a weapon in your hand for free, and I don't think there is, you know, other than the ones that give you random weapons. So I think it's one of those Blizzard and other card games, they give you these cards that they make you rack your brain whether or not it's good, and then you put it in your deck, and then you realize after several times playing it, it's not really good. Or sometimes it's the other way around. You think it stinks, and then it turns out to be really good. So I'm thinking this is the one that the epic gem there is kind of a red herring. It makes you think it's really a great card, but I don't think it really is in reality.
Yeah, I don't. I think it costs a little bit too much.
Yep.
Maybe it should be a 4. I think it would be better for 4, because then you can get it out and do other things too.
Right.
The next card I have in gold too, and it's basically so got the Eye of Sauron. 7 casting costs, Ancient Shield Bearer. It was the card of the week. 6/6 battle cry. If your Thune has at least 10 attack, gain 10 armor.
Yeah, I use it all the time in my Cthulhu deck.
Yeah.
Actually, I have
like
2 Cthulhu decks.
Warriors don't get enough ways of getting armor. They're now 30 points with 395 armor.
The other classes have similar cards. The priest has one that heals if you have... Don't you remember?
The one that gives them armor?
No. The Twilight Dark Mender. It's a 5 casting cost, 6/5. Battle Cry. If your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, restore 10 health to your hero. It's the same theme. There are other cards that have it too. I just can't remember what they all are.
No, not sure. Sorry.
Sorry what?
I'm totally on a different page here. I can't remember any. I don't think there are priest cards that do that.
Really? That do what?
Give armor.
No, not give armor. I'm talking about if C'Thun has 10 of something,
well,
get 10 of
did
something
you, wait
else.
Wait a minute. Yes, priest does. And as I said, I was on a different page. I was trying to find something, but I didn't. It's the Twilight Dark Mender. Did you already say that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, see, I told you I wasn't listening to you.
No, you didn't say you weren't listening. You said you were on another page.
Okay, so...
So my point is, if you think 10 armor is too much... You know,
10 health.
He's not the only one that does something like this.
Kind of goes with the priest thing.
Well, you know, there's...
The
Klaxi Amber Weaver does similar. If your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, gain plus 5 health. Now, it's not as good as the priest's one, but, you know.
Yeah. So, it's definitely, you know, it's one of those Cthulhu things.
What I
love bothers me is sometimes, what I really like about this, sometimes you forget what your Cthulhu has. You don't know, I mean, if you've been playing a lot of games in a row that have Cthulhu, you're like, okay, what's he at now? The nice thing about this is they now make these cards glow golden, like a golden yellow.
Yep, if it's active.
You notice that? If it's able to activate the battle cry.
Yep.
Because otherwise, there's no way to see what your C'Thun is at, because he's possibly in your deck.
You know, rogue cards do that too. When you've reached your combo stage,
mm-hmm.
it'll glow to tell you,
correct.
Okay, the combo will proc. So it's the same type of glow.
Yeah, it's nice. I like that.
Yep.
Let's see. I think we're pretty much at the one I don't have now.
Yeah. Now, you talked about the Shield Bearer, so I will talk about Malkarok. He was in one of the raids in... I think this was during Cataclysm, but I don't remember. I'd have to look it up. In any event, this legendary minion has a 7 casting cost, 6 attack, 5 health, battle cry, equip a random weapon. I use him, and I kind of like him, except sometimes you get a terrible weapon, but sometimes you get a good weapon, like a Doomhammer or a Gorehowl or something. So it's really good toward the end of the game too, when you just need that little oomph of extra, and then boom, mm-hmm. you've suddenly got a weapon in your hand.
And, Garage's BFF.
And you didn't have to spend any mana for it. So I like this card, and I use it.
7 casting costs, 6/5. Right there, you got a lot of power. Yep. And yeah, equip a random weapon. I would probably get a 1/1 weapon if it was me, but yeah. It's fun. It's a fun card.
It is. It is.
So that would be all, and I apologize for being so spacey.
Did you want to... Did you want to go on to some neutral cards? There's a lot of them. Or do you want to talk about other Blizzard news?
There's not a lot of other Blizzard news.
Okay.
I mean, the movie is the big thing. Overwatch has been out now for a couple of weeks. Are you thinking of anything?
Yeah, I am.
What?
StarCraft 2, which is probably the one Blizzard game I play the least, as in almost never. Not never, but almost never. The 2016 ladder season 2 has locked. So people who play competitively there, you've just been locked up, so you can't accumulate any more of whatever it is you accumulate. This was just like an hour ago they released this news. Also, more importantly, World of Warcraft weekly Legion developer Q&As are starting this Thursday. So each Thursday until the release of the game, unless they change their mind, they're going to have a Q&A session, which you can watch live on Twitch. And they even let you submit questions in advance.
Neat.
And they'll pick
questions.
When they do that. Yep, because it's getting close. Legion launches in August, and they said about a month prior to Legion, people who pre-ordered will get to play the Demon Hunter early. Remember that little promise?
Yep. I actually have made a really cool Demon Hunter, and the nice thing they do now is they have all of the different types numbered, like the different faces each have numbers, and the different hairstyles each have numbers. So when you find one you like, if you write down the numbers and remember where you put it, when it comes out, you can actually use it.
Well, if it's going to launch in August, then that means, in theory, sometime in July, which is next month, we'll start being able to play the Demon Hunter. Maybe even sooner. Maybe they'll get to this Q&A on Thursday and say, all right, in 2 weeks we're starting. But the cool thing is, the Demon Hunter is a hero class like the Death Knight was. You don't start at level 100, you start like at 96, I think, or something like that.
You mean you don't start at level 1?
No, I'm saying you don't...
You don't start at... Oh!
You don't start at 100. You don't start at 1. You start late in the game. The Death Knight started close to max. It was like level 57 or something when the cap was 60.
Yep.
Now the cap is 100. The expansion will make it go to 110, but the current cap is 100. This will start you at like 96 or 97. So during the month prior to the expansion, if you pre-ordered, you could play it, you could learn it, you could level it to 100, you can even do a little raiding in Hellfire Citadel or whatever, and see how you like it. And
exactly.
If you really do like it, I have people on my raid team telling me that they're going to switch their mains to the Demon Hunter.
And I knew really?
Somebody already said that? Yeah, one of our warlocks. So, anyway, this is good news. So we could get some really exciting information out of these things. So, will be at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday. Go ahead.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make is, like, with the monk class, it wasn't a hero class, so you had to start at level 1.
Correct.
And then you had to go all the way up to level 100.
Yeah.
Here, you don't have to do that. You're starting almost at max already.
They gave the monks little boosts that they could get experience faster, but even still.
Yeah.
That would be just cruel to make somebody go 100
levels. Big difference
levels.
Between the monk class and the newer classes they give you and the hero classes that they give you.
Well, there's always the the boost to 100, but you wouldn't want to do that with a Demon Hunter.
No, you want to learn how to play it.
Anyway, it's an exciting zone to play in. It was a fun quest line, at least in alpha. In beta is probably a little bit better. And I'm sure it's almost it works polished
a little
now.
Bit better.
Yeah.
Fireside Games. You had some stuff to say about that too. I know we have to travel like 95 miles to get to one near us.
Yeah, there is a site that lets you know when where and when the next fireside chats, are near you. And there's nothing near us for 94.1 miles in Boston. But I think they're encouraging people to try to start them on their own.
Yeah.
And I cannot find the news article that I had seen earlier, but
I'm sure if you Google it, you'll be, you know, you can Google Fireside Chats.
Here we are.
Fireside Chat. I keep doing that.
Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft Fireside Gathering.
Gathering, yes.
So if you want to find out more about it, just go to firesidegatherings.com. It'll give you a listing, and you can search for local gatherings near you. And if you want to actually host one, there's a support package that they'll give you to use as prizes and giveaways and stuff like that for your guests. So hosting them could be fun if you've got a venue that you could host them in. Just remember, it's got to be public. It can't just be in your basement where your buddies come. It's got to be like a bar or a gaming club or something like that.
Yeah.
We have a gaming venue in town now, but
yes, we do.
I think they only do board games and card games.
Tabletops. They're old-fashioned. They want people to actually get together for face-to-faces.
Yeah, well, that's
which
what this is.
Which the Fireside does, yes.
Bring your laptop or your iPad, but I don't think it's got that kind of Wi-Fi.
No. Anyway, I'm going to say no on going on to neutral cards, because that'll give us more content. It is already almost time to finish up. As I said, this week I'm going to play Will's deck and do the Summoning Stone Druid, because I get to play Foghorn Leghorn. Did you have anything else you wanted to say? Because I'm rambling over here.
Yeah, I like to hear you ramble sometimes.
Not this time.
No, I think there was only one other tiny little piece of news I wanted, because you kind of cut me off after I was talking about
some
of the news. also in World of Warcraft, there was another piece of news. New to World of Warcraft, welcome home. 3 days ago, this was posted. There is an entire guide for new players. Basic movement and combat. New player guide from the human starting zone in Elwyn Forest. This one for the Horde and Orgrimmar. It's really cool. So if you've never played Warcraft and you're thinking of playing, maybe you want to come into the new expansion, check out this guide. If you've got a friend and maybe you can't be there for your friend to coach them along the whole way, have them go through this. They've been talking about doing stuff like this for a long time, but you could find it at the Blizzard site. In the UI, it's listed right there, and it looks pretty cool. So just something else to check out.
Right. So basically next week, tune back in, and we will talk about the neutral cards. And there's not a lot of news, so you'll have to forgive us. We don't have a lot to talk about right now. So, Autumn's Bane, you have to do some serious plays of the week, or do something really dumb so that we can talk about it.
No, I'm not going to do something dumb on purpose just to report on it. I do that enough by accident.
And that's about it. That's the whole show. Nothing but the show. And we are done. I am Black Lace, and
I'm
that's
Autumn's
Bane. Yes, thank you. So you can find us at awhearthstone.com. You can also find us on holosuite.media. I'm sorry, holosuitemedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. On twitch.tv, you can listen to us at holosuitemedia. listen to me ramble on aimlessly and stupidly. Sorry about that. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us and download us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook. Send us a like, AWO Hearthstone, Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media and Xander, the man behind the curtain, who I'm going to talk to later about what weird pings he sends me in the middle of the show that totally make me branch off into nothingness. And then the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. Thank you guys. And Micmac, as always, who's been an Overwatch nutcase lately, but still sending us the Twitch feeds of the game. Happy hearthing, everybody.
Bye.
Production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.